What if there was a land where heroes were vilified and cowards and villains were enshrined as heroes? What if there was a land where the people thought they were free, even sang about their freedom, while at the same time revered the chains of their enslavement and set their captors up on pedestals? If you thought you were free in the land of the free, maybe you should think again. What are you free to do? Are you free to simply travel down the public roadways unmolested without paying the state's registration extortion fee every single year on a vehicle you've owned for years? No, you are not. Are you free to go hunting and fishing without government permission in the form of a license? No. Are you free to live in a home you toiled for decades to pay off, without a tax collector or process server coming around to tell you that you're going to be evicted from your property if you don't pay the government land rent called property tax? If you have a landlord demanding money from you to live in a house that you own, and you do, then you don't own your property. If you don't own your property, you are not free. Through the stark reality that tyrants rule us and order followers enforce tyrannical laws against us, check out this story out of Independence, Missouri. And don't let the irony of the name of this location escape your notice.
In the Kansas City suburb of Independence, Missouri, a procession of police officers escorted the body of one of their own to the medical examiner's office, the latest American police officer killed in the line of duty.
Our thoughts and prayers are with all of the families and this entire community that has been devastated.
The tragedy unfolded yesterday afternoon when a court employee tried to serve an eviction notice at this home. That's when police say someone inside opened fire, killing Drexel Mack, a civil process server in his early 40s. The suspect then opened fire on first responders, killing 35-year-old police officer Cody Allen, a father of two.
No one is condoning violence here. And the loss of a husband and father is always tragic. But what's the right answer when a man or woman swears to follow the very orders that infringe on the rights of others? Isn't legalized criminality still criminality? Shouldn't people be able to retain the right to defend themselves against any aggressor, even if they're state-sponsored aggressors? Weren't the British troops seen as state-sponsored aggressors carrying out their legal acts of harassment and brutality? How did the colonists and the founding fathers treat the order followers of their day? What might have been printed in the British newspapers if a colonist dared to defend himself against British troops? Maybe the British government would have given the fallen redcoat a hero's funeral. But would he deserve to be called a hero for exacting tyranny on the life of innocent men?
Officer Cody Allen served this community not once but twice. As an Independence police officer, he is a hero.
The suspect was taken into custody with minor injuries. Investigators have not said what led up to the shooting, but our Kansas City affiliate, KMBC, reports the property had delinquent taxes with more than $28,000 due yesterday. The incident, similar to a recent shooting in Minnesota.
$28,000 due yesterday and they're trespassing on private property and serving an eviction notice on the homeowner today? Threatening to kick him off his property by force, but somehow the aggressors get painted out to be heroes? Somebody can actually squat on your property and be treated better than you.
Thousands gathered in the Minneapolis suburb of Burnsville Wednesday, paying their respects to two police officers and an EMS worker shot and killed while responding to a hostage situation on February 18th. The number of police officers shot on duty in the U.S. has hit a record high. 378 were shot last year. That's a 62% increase since 2018.
Now, I don't know about you, but it seems to me that a 62% increase is startling. Maybe, just maybe, somebody should take a hint. Maybe people are sick and tired of mindless, costumed order followers thinking it's okay to ruin the lives of people who just want to be left alone because that's what they're told to do. That's their job. Perhaps order followers are making peaceful revolution impossible because it's getting pretty obvious that another kind of revolution is appearing inevitable. Listen to Independence, Missouri Police Chief Adam Dussman try to convince the public that his enforcer was a hero. Remember, all law enforcers are trained to lie, deceive, and deflect, and to issue public statements that oftentimes are later to be found riddled with lies.
I'm Adam Dussman, the Chief of Police for the Independence, Missouri Police Department. This afternoon, at approximately 1:09 p.m., officers responded to the 1100 block of North Elsie Smith Road to a report of shots fired. Upon arrival, as you might expect, our officers performed heroically. They found a male down at the address and immediately went in to render aid and extract the victim that they found.
Just understand that the victim was a man trespassing on private property to inform the homeowner that he would be forcefully removed from his property because he didn't pay the British land extortion tax.
Upon doing so, they were met with gunfire, and I am very tragically sorry to report that in the process we lost another one of our own. Officer Cody Allen served this community not once but twice. As an Independence police officer, he is a hero, and unfortunately he lost his life today serving this community.
Serving this community.
Well, what if he wasn't serving the community? What if he did something that provoked the homeowner to defend himself? Do we have body or dash cam evidence of what actually happened? Will the evidence indicate that the fallen officer was the instigator? What if the guy defending himself is the real hero? The chief again reiterates that Officer Allen was the hero, not the homeowner.
But I do not want it to be lost on anyone that Officer Allen is a hero. He did exactly what the men and women of law enforcement are called to do day in and day out. And I could not be more proud of him and his service to this community. I could not be more proud of him, and this community could not be more proud of him. Additionally, officers that responded, two additional officers took gunshot rounds, one of which underwent surgery and is recovering and expected to make a full recovery. The other suffered minor injuries and is also expected to make a full recovery. Sadly, the call that initiated involved a civil process server from the Jackson County Circuit Court, and Drexel Mack also received fatal wounds and is deceased as a result of this incident.
Would the colonists back in the late 1700s have considered what the British were doing a service to the community? Obviously not. We had a whole revolution over it. But that wouldn't stop the British government from holding up their red coats as heroes worthy of a parade of respect and honor. Now a judge honors another state functionary just doing his job.
My name is Jalila Otto with the 16th Judicial Circuit Court. It is with a very, very heavy heart that we lost one of our own, Drexel Mack, simply doing his job, serving eviction papers, and he took a gunfire and he lost his life. He's been with the court for over 12 years. What he does is integral to the work that we do in Jackson County. He's a true public servant, and he lost his life doing his job today.
And he lost his life doing his job.
We got to realize that this "I'm just following order" statement is the conduit through which most, if not all, evil has entered the world. Leave your thoughts about this for the world and the Global Thought Police in the comment section below. If you haven't done so already, subscribe to this channel, hit the bell notification icon, give it a thumbs up, share it with everybody you know. Don't forget to subscribe to my email list through my website, highimpactflix.com. That's highimpactflix.com. If you want to support the channel further, grab a hard-hitting conversation starting design from the store. We got some brand new designs you'll want to take a look at. That link's in the description. Or become a channel member. Either way, whatever you do, make sure you know what your rights are and that you stand for and flex your rights. If you don't flex your rights, if you don't exercise them, you will lose them. Yeah, freedom is dangerous. The only thing more dangerous is not having it. I'll see you in the next video.